What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Surprisingly enough, they still ain't ready. You would think after all this time they'd be ready, but they ain't ready. We at episode 115 of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan. And joining me again through the miracle of the interwebs is my brother, Rich Nerd.
Yo.
And we are the White Pants Society. Before we get started, let's do our calls to action. Again, people, please understand we're going into 4+ years of no clean water in Flint, Michigan. So my brother Tavares Taylor and TTCharities.org have been doing great work providing clean water to the people of Flint. You know, to date, they've done more than 14,000 gallons of bottled water to the residents of Flint, Michigan. So whatever we can do to help them out, be it, you know, donating money or just reposting or retweeting their message so it gets to people that can't help, you know, let's do what we can to take care of our own. So TTCharities.org, please check them out. Please do what we can, you know, be your brother's keeper. Man, Rena's Cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of cake with icing on it. They come in delicious flavors. And she does everything from pies to wedding cakes, birthday cakes, crazy. Everything's delicious. Everything's beautiful. Holla at her. Rena's Cakeys, R-I-N-A-S, cakeys.com. And then the brother Alex and CelebrityHairCorp.com. Ladies, it's summertime. I know you're trying to look extra fly. Get your bundles. Free shipping, no tax. Can't beat it. I know you need the bundles right now. You don't want to sweat that glue out. So go ahead and get your bundles. Free shipping, no tax. CelebrityHairCorp.com. All right, Rich, you got anything?
Just a shout out to What Is TWS and, you know, the TWS podcast.
All right, yeah. So speaking of that, I think it's time to let the cat out the bag. You know, at this point, it's pretty much out there, you know, between our posts on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. We are working on What Is TWS, the television show. I'm not sure if I'm ready to reveal the name of the television show.
Yeah.
I'll just say we're doing the television version of the podcast. It's definitely in the works. We have a casting call going on. So if you're in the Austin area, ladies specifically, not trying to discriminate, but, you know, it's two dudes on the show already. ladies specifically, if you're in the Austin area, this weekend, July the 7th, we are having a casting call at the Austin Public Studio location. That is, hold on, as soon as this mouse works, bow, that is 1143 Northwestern Avenue in Austin, Texas. You can come out. We're going to be there between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Sounds like I fucked that up somehow. 1 to 3 p.m.? All right, whatever. We'll be there. We're looking for a female co-host as well as some brand ambassadors. That's what I'm going to call it. Sounds good, Rich?
Works for me.
Works for you. All right. So a female co-host and some brand ambassadors for the What Is TWS podcast, the TV show. Man, we're working, you know, extremely hard on this project. And if you like anything that we've done on the podcast, I'm telling you, we're only going to dial it to 10 on the TV show. This is going to be crazy dope. I'm looking forward to it. Let's see. All right. So let's get into the actual show today. All right.
I'm looking at the topics and I'm curious about some of these. So,
all right. I like to tell stories, and a lot of times I tell stories about how, you know, how I know I'm a piece of shit, or how I know I'm a bad person or a Neanderthal. I think I had a moment this weekend that I felt somewhat positive about. Like, I felt like I felt like I took a situation and I saw the very best in it. So, with no further ado, I'm at Target, and people know that Target is like my favorite place in the world. Like, I do
home away from home.
Yeah, I do a shit ton of shopping at Target, and I buy everything. It's like I go to Target, and the people in there are always asking me if I need some help because I just walk around looking like I'm looking for something to buy. Like, I go there with no idea what I want, just that I feel like there's something in Target worth purchasing, and I'm going to find it. And that's what I do. I walk around Target looking like that. So I'm there this weekend, you know, me, my wife, and my daughter. And as usual, you know, I kind of like go off on my own. It's, you know, it's easier for me to go off on my own, find stuff, and put it in the cart than it is to, like, be walking with Tammy and put it in the cart. And then she see me as I put it in the cart. And then we have to have that discussion about whether I actually need that or not. So I normally go off on my own and just come back with a bunch of shit and just dump it in there at once, you know. And that doesn't give her the time to kind of rate my purchases one by one. Just a bunch of stuff got dumped in the cart. You don't know what it is. So I'm out doing my own thing. And I finally catch up with Tammy and the baby in the health and beauty section. And if y'all don't know, I'm trying to rock the beard this year. So I go to the men's grooming section, and like I'm ODing on like beard grooming products. Like, I've got everything, right? I got the beard wash, the beard softener, the beard oil. I got a beard brush, beard butter. I'm OD. I really want this beard to work out this time. So I'm ODing on products. And in the same aisle is like all the other men's grooming stuff, like men's body wash, all the you know, the decent smelling deodorants, all the shit that's geared toward men is in that aisle. So it's, you know, it's pride. Is it like pride week, pride month? Like, what is this? It's a special pride time, right?
I think it was, you know what? I don't even want to misquote it. Everybody celebrating all month. I'm just saying month. All
right, we're going to go one month. Because they had like special displays and shit everywhere for like pride, like rainbow.
Yeah, I know it was. It's a specific pride week, and then that's the week like they have the national like parades everywhere and stuff like that. But I don't know if it's a greater pride month or what.
Yeah. So it was a lot of, you know, like I said, displays out for pride, and maybe I don't pay attention to it on a regular, or maybe there were just more than usual. But there was quite a few proud couples in Target that day. And so in the aisle, I finally bump into Tammy, and she's in there with me. And she's got the Cartwheel app open. She's looking for, you know, trying to find a deal on some body wash for me. I'm focusing on beard shit. I'm still in beard land, and Tammy's trying to give me some body wash. So there's a gay couple in the aisle with us, two dudes, and they're going through things. And when I turn around, like, my wife is like in a conversation with the two of them. They like smelling different body washes, like, you know, trying to decide what smells the best and what's, you know, what I like, sandalwood versus this and blah blah blah, blah. And it caught me off guard. I'm like, you know, here's my wife like having this conversation about my body wash with two gay dudes. And Rich, do you know what the first thought that ran through my mind was?
What?
I'm finna smell good than a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yo, if they sign off on this body wash, you know it's legit. Like, you know it's A1. Like, I know I'm good if the two gay dudes is the ones that picked out my body wash. So yeah, you know, I felt good about my thought process in that moment. That I was like, hey, I need their advice. Like, yes, please help my wife pick out my body wash. I think I got juniper sage.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Juniper sage, and it's an interesting. It's different than anything else I've ever used, but I like it so far. And I feel like a certain confidence walking out the house just because I washed this some juniper sage shit. Like, I don't know what it is, but.
Not for nothing, I actually think that I have some juniper sage body wash too. I picked it up all by myself.
All by yourself. I ain't, you know. You know what, Rich? We're not gonna go there. We're not even gonna go there. But yeah, I feel good about my juniper sage. Like, I get an extra vote of confidence. I feel like Queer Eye helped me out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I was on, you know, what was the name of the show? Queer Eye
for the Straight Guy.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I got a little, like, I got some grooming tips. from the people who know grooming the best. Is that too far? I don't know. Fuck.
But that's technically it's not stereotypical because I mean I bought the same body wash, so therefore it's like, I don't know, maybe it's a pass. I don't know.
Hey, if it smells good, it smells good.
Basically.
Alright. Well, speaking on stepping out in the foreign lands, TWS stepped out last night and we had a pretty good time in some strange surroundings.
Right? Yeah, it was dope.
So we found a new spot. It's around the corner from the television studio that we're going to be recording at, and called the Cavalier. Good food, really good shrimp and grits, which seems to be hard to find in Texas for some reason. And they had the Geeks Who Drink trivia night last night.
Yep.
So TWS decided to step out, go do some trivia, and just, you know, take it in the moment, like see what it was like out there.
Exactly. And when we started, I think our one goal was not to come in last.
We were trying not to come in last.
Yeah. And I'm proud to say we did not come in last.
We tied.
We didn't come in first.
We didn't come in first. Yeah. We tied for 12 out of 13. Hey, but we did not come in last. It was only two of us. It was some serious geeks in that place.
Yeah, it was team six people on them, and it's just me and Flan and trying to knock it out. But and it was fun. It was a good time.
The questions were not geared toward our skin color, so yeah, I think we did like good for geek. Like we did some good geek stuff. We took what we knew to figure out what we didn't know.
Yep, that process of elimination was crazy
because we didn't know none of that shit. None of it. So we just had to be like, all right. Yo, like in the hood, this means this. So let's try to do the, let's try to infer. We was inferring some shit.
Well, we made it through.
We made some good connects. Did some networking, and so the funniest thing is that we made a hell of a connect with a dude sitting nearby. And I don't know. You want to describe it, Rich?
It was so the dude was so the conversation started because the dude had a nice phone case.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, I was like, oh, where'd you get your phone case from? And man, I mean, he was real friendly dude. He took his case off his phone. Let me check it out. Let me check it out on the phone. Gave me the website and everything to go through. And then that just snowballed into a conversation. Found out that he's not really from here and started comparing foods all over Texas and Southern cooking. And
yeah, he was an East Coaster as well. I think, we started talking about fried chicken and the lack of seasoning thereof on certain fried chicken. And we got into grits and, it was just me and Rich and this white dude. And he eventually ended up inviting us over to, I guess, the spot that he frequents in that same area, which is right across the street.
Yeah, so, he was basically like, this is my favorite spot to go to. It's live. You guys should check it out. So before we went home, we were like, all right, let's see what it's about. We're already here. It's right across the street. Went in. He was there. Sat down with him. Just having a quick conversation. Introduced us to some people. The guy who he introduced me to, I think his name was Bob or something like that. He was ex-military, telling me about his background and stuff.
So the part that you didn't know, Rich, this is what I think was the name. The dude's name was either Justin or Justice. For some reason, I feel like I want to call him Justice. That just makes it like a cooler night. But what Justice told me that you didn't know is that dude suffered a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's why he was able. So we got there, right? And the guy we came to hang out with was sitting right next to this guy. And when we got there, he was like, hey, dude, move. Okay, so let me set the stage completely so you understand what was going on. First of all, at the Cavalier, me and Rich, I'm just going to say we was the only two black people there. I think there was like one other person of color.
And she was Indian.
She was Indian. But as far as us, we was the only two there. And then at the spot we got invited to, it was pretty much like a heavy metal punk rock joint. Like we walking in. And I'm thinking the fact that we got beards and tattoos might work to our benefit. Like, it might make them pause for a second before they try us. You know, they don't know how gangster we possibly could be. So we got it. We got a chance. So we're going into this punk rock spot. And once again, we are the only minorities in the establishment. And the dude we came to see, it just like with no tact, like with no like niceness about it. It was just like, get the fuck up and move. Like he was like, go over there, these dudes are sitting with me. I was nervous. Did it fuck you up for a second, Rich? I was nervous.
I mean, I was a little nervous, but I was like, you know what? Just trying to embrace it. And like you said, I was hoping the beards and the tattoos did it, and we just blended in.
Nah, but yeah, when he told dude to just get up, I was like, holy shit, it's about to happen right now. I got nervous for a second. But yeah. Apparently, that guy had like a, you know, he was ex-military and had like some sort of traumatic brain injury. And that was the only reason he could be talked to like that. I don't think anybody else had been sitting there. It wouldn't have gone down that way. But yeah, the dude was especially hospitable. It was a nice spot. It was someplace I would have never imagined myself ever being in life prior to last night. But TWS pulled it off. I think that's one of the beautiful things about our brand so far, is we seem to be able to go anywhere and, you know, and chill and hang with anybody and just and relate to people on a human being level. One of the stranger things that happened that night was a dude took me to a door in the back of the spot. And he was like, you know, when they have certain bands come out and it attracts a certain element, they have to open this door. And on the other side of the door, it said, Nazis are not welcome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because that's just one of the things that you just have to specifically make that note.
You have to make that note. So, I mean, it was dope that here's an establishment that's making it clear we don't want you here. But then it was also sad that we still need a sign like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, crazy night.
But yeah, overall, it was like I said, it was decent. We're sitting there. We're just talking. And all of a sudden, I just heard massive screaming and wailing and a huge bass guitar riff. And then all of a sudden, all I felt was my phone vibrating. And I look down and there's a message and it's like, well, time to go.
Yeah.
You're right. Let's go.
Rich was busy texting and I had to, as soon as the music came on, I was like, hey. Time to make that move.
Yeah.
The dude that we was with hopped up. I think a mosh pit was forming. It was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He ran up there, and yeah. I was just like, yeah, it was. It was about to, I was like, bro, yeah, it was time to go. Time to make that move. It was a crazy night. But speaking of crazy.
Yep.
Have you heard of the story about Jody Arias?
Was Baby Boy's last name Arias? That's the only Jody I know.
Nah, so Jody Arias from where is she from? Arizona.
Uh-oh. All right. Here it come. Go ahead.
Because if you haven't, then I think we're ready for the next Guess the Ethnicity.
All right. All right, sir. I'm ready for it. Let's go.
So... We set the stage here. Jody Arias is in a relationship with Travis Alexander. They broke up. Travis had a new girlfriend. Jody couldn't let go. She was stalking him, following him around, popping up everywhere, still sleeping with him. So basically a woman scorned or whatever. And eventually she just hits her limit and then she can't take it anymore. So Jody gets Travis alone. And just snaps. Stabs him 27 times.
God damn.
Slices his throat from ear to ear. Then shoots him in the face.
Shit.
I'll repeat that. She stabbed him 27 times.
She killed him 3 times, basically.
She stabbed him 27 times. Then slit his throat from ear to ear. And then shot him in the face. With a pistol. Bruh, what in the entire fit up?
Hey, dudes. It's dangerous out here, homies. Like, it's dangerous. Like, just don't. She killed him three times, though. Like,
killed him three times.
She killed him three times.
All right, so she's incarcerated. She's been given life imprisonment without the chance of parole.
Life imprisonment, no chance of parole.
So, for with that said, three times. What do you think right now?
All right, so y'all haven't seen this yet, but we did a guess the ethnicity for the television show, and I kind of changed the rules in terms of the choices. I say I'm going with the choice of black or non-black, right? Because it's a lot of weeds to get into all these ethnicities. So in this case of her killing the dude three times, man, you know, I'm going to go non-black. I'm going to go white. I'm going to go white. I'm going to explicitly say white. Like, not even non-black, but white.
All right, we'll see.
I think, and this is going to be racist, but I think black women want to kill your spirit. Like, they don't even want you to die. They want you to die slow. Like, they.
Oh, yeah.
What was that song? It was the girl we went to see at Hanover, Javet. She had the song, like, Burn Slow. Like, that's what they want.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want you to just be dead. They want you to be miserable. Like, they want you to be alive and miserable. I think white women want you. I think when you watch Snapped, it be white chicks. Because she snapped. She seriously snapped. If you kill somebody three times, like, you murder them, feel like they not dead enough, you need to murder them again, and then still they not dead enough, so you got to shoot them in the face, that's, you snapped. I'm putting that on. Yeah, that's that serial killer type shit. I'm putting that. That's white. That's white.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
that. That's that Marsha Ambrosius type shit. I hope she cheats on you with a basketball.
But you
player.
See what I'm saying? Like, that's black.
Yeah,
like,
they want you to.
I don't want
you
dead. I want you to hurt. I want your new chick to cheat on you with a basketball player. Like, yeah, she didn't say I want to slit your throat, stab you 27 times, and then shoot you in the face. You know. Like, that's a
but it's like
it's a different it's level.
If you thought it's like you stab her 27 times, well, just in case the doctors could do something, let me cut your throat while you're already here, not breathing, bleeding out. Let me just shoot you in the face. Let me just you going to be unrecognizable too. Like, the fuck?
I mean, and I'll say this: most black people I know don't like blood that much. Like, they don't like. Some people are, like, extremely squeamish, like, you know, like, my big brother, like, he can't do blood at all. Like, blood, like, he might throw up. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, don't fuck with him. Like, he'll make you bleed, but he don't like blood. But I can't.
Yeah, I'm not a blood fan either.
That's what I'm saying. So, to stab somebody 27 times, that's a lot of blood. Then you slit their throat, that's a lot of blood.
Like, you know, and then you,
like,
shoot them in the
and
face.
Then you shoot them. Hey, I just feel like. Most of our folk don't have a stomach for that.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I'm being racist. All right, let's get off this topic.
All right, so just a segue real quick. Speaking of the Cavalier, did you hear the news about the Cavalier, Mr. LeBron?
Hey, he's a Laker. Bruh. I mean, if I didn't already hate the Lakers enough, like, here we go. And shout out to Alex. I know that's your squad, but fuck him forever.
Man, $154 million for 4 years to play with the Lakers.
And, you know, I want to say, you know, what really, like, bugs me about it is that, like, he switches squads so much that every time you get a chance to forget, like, how much he makes and how much, you know, like, how disproportionate athletes' salaries are to, you know, everybody else. It's like he signs another contract. Like, just to throw it in your face. Like, remember this? 4 years, $154 million. Like, I'm caking
and it's crazy.
Once again.
And what's crazy was man? Do you know about his Nike deal?
Nah, that he got the Forever joint, right? Like,
he got that lifetime billion dollar
deal. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of money. I mean, I don't. And then I don't like what this does for the NBA because, I mean, right now. What is the East? Like, what is the point? Like, why does there even an Eastern Conference? Like,
and they not gonna compete.
They can't
not no
compete.
More.
None of them. Like, who? Yeah. I mean, you know, you got Oklahoma City that still has Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Westbrook and Paul George. We'll see about Carmelo. Now you got the Lakers stacked with LeBron. You know, they got a young core. Who knows who else might get there? You know, you know what pissed me off the most about this LeBron thing? Is that once again, motherfucking JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee signed with the Lakers as well. And, you know, I'm from D.C., so I remember JaVale McGee as a Wizard, as the most uncoordinated, tall, stupid motherfucker of all time. Ended up on Shaq and the Fool, like, every other day. And then he went, then he goes to, what, Golden State, gets two rings. You know, is an actual, like, contributor on that team. Like, looked like a good NBA player. Like, looked like a good basketball player for the Warriors. And now he's going to join LeBron in L.A. and try to pick up another ring. It's something about D.C. teams. Like, if you go play for a team in D.C., suck, and then leave, your career can only go up from there. It pisses me off. But yeah, I don't see the point in there being an Eastern Conference in the NBA anymore.
Like, I mean, they'll have to compete with each other, but with the squad stack like this,
man, you got Oklahoma
the East
City.
The East is not making it out of playoffs.
You got
out
Oklahoma
of the finals,
City.
I should say.
You got Houston. You got the Pelicans. You got Golden State, you know, and that LA stack. Like, what is the point?
It's gonna be too ridiculous.
Yeah. The Western Conference is gonna put, you know, five or six teams in the playoffs that could beat anybody in the East.
Basically, that's exactly it. So the real playoffs is just gonna be watching the West Coast. And then and the finals is going to be just sweep every year. Just sweep it.
It's going to be ugly.
It's not going to be good. They're going to have to do something. I got to keep an eye out to see what the rest of this offseason is looking like. But it's not shaping up good right now. It's just the balance of power is ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't want to be this give up on sports guy, because I'm like a huge sports fan. But between having to give up on the NFL this year, and then now this complete imbalance in the NBA. Like, fuck. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, it's like, damn.
What am I going to watch? LFL, here we come. The 21st, we're going to see the Austin Acoustic and the Seattle Mist. It's all about that Legends of Football League. That's what I'm repping from now on. They need a fantasy squad. Number six for the Atlanta Steam. It's my team captain. Shout out to number six. I hope she hears one of these episodes one day and just knows she got a fan.
She listening. I'm a call in into assistant. She listening.
She got a fan.
All right. So before we hit the next topic, I'll give you some details. See if you want to change your mind.
All right, let's go. Let's go. What you got?
All right. So it turns out, in jail for Jody to make extra money, she's become somewhat of an artist. She's been selling personal artwork and has even been giving cellmates and the security guards tattoos. How is she giving them tattoos? Which is it's super funny. Hold on, where is it? I just scrolled and I missed. Oh yeah, so she's been making she's been giving tattoos using a mix of pencil lead, mascara, and a makeshift needle. If that ain't the most, what the fuck?
You know what? And again, like, it's some MacGyver type shit. This is some, it's needles, it's blood. I'm gonna stick with Gotta Be White. Like, I don't know. I can't see myself. Because, I mean, I know what a tattoo is. You're basically stabbing someone. I mean, if you can stab somebody 27 times, you can give somebody a tattoo. It's the same shit. Like, you're basically stabbing a person repeatedly with a needle full of ink to make a design. And that seems to be her thing. That seems to be what she likes to do. She likes to stab people. She doesn't care about blood. sanitary conditions. I don't know. White.
Got it. All right, we'll keep going.
All right, so I'm guessing that they found this paraphernalia in her cell or whatever. Like, did she get punished for having? Because that you can't do that in jail.
Like, you're not supposed to be able to do it in jail. But considering she stabbed a man 27 times and then slit his throat from ear to ear and then shot him in the face, I don't think too many people jumping in at the woman's face.
I mean, it got to
be included.
She should be in solitary or something. Like, should be some kind of punishment. White.
White. We'll see.
All right, speaking of white people that don't get punished, now he wasn't white. He wasn't white, was he? Was he white? I don't know. We're going to get into this lyric of the week. I really wanted to go back old school. We got some good feedback from last week's lyric of the week where I kind of dipped away from all of this this current music and tried something, you know, that I liked from the past. But this week, I got to give it to one of the current albums. I'm going to the Drake album. But like last week, where I did the Black Star album, and the lyric of the week was from Neither Talib or Mos Def, I'm going to the Drake album, and the lyric of the week is not from Drake. The lyric of the week this week is from the Drake album, but it's from Jay-Z. From the track Talk It Up. Vicious track. And I just feel like, you know, Jay-Z ended it off with one of the most poignant statements I've heard in a while. And it also, like, points to the new way that music is being made, mm-hmm. where music is being made so quickly and released so quickly that you can make records on an album that are about, you know, extremely current events, which I thought was, like, super dope. Like, here's a record on an album, but it's about something that happened, like, last week.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, let's get into this one. This is Talk It Up on Drake's album Scorpio featuring Jay-Z.
Boy, how can you not be a whole fan? I'm what me should have been. I'm what Supreme didn't become. If Alpo didn't snitch, niggas would be like Young. I got your president tweeting. I won't even meet with him. Y'all kill X, let's end him and live. Streets is done.
You know, X gets killed in Florida. We know Zimmerman's been down there for a minute. And not saying, you know, people should go out and kill him, but it's just like we pick our enemies in strange ways, you know. Somebody felt so much, somebody, you know, felt so deeply about X that they had to murder him. But, you know, we got bigger fish to fry out here. I don't know. I really feel like I'm sounding like we should, you know, I'm a proponent for murder. Like, y'all just killed the wrong person. I'm not trying to come across that way.
Yeah,
it's
no,
dope
no,
line.
No,
it's a dope
no,
line.
No.
Fuck it. It's dope
nah,
line.
It was a dope line.
It was a dope line. That's all I'm saying. It was a dope line.
It's a dope line. Uh-oh. Where is that? This just in. DeMarcus Cousins agrees to a one-year, $5.3 million deal with the Warriors.
Shit.
1 year.
So they lose JaVale and get DeMarcus Cousins?
Yep.
The fuck out of it? Oh, man. Why is there East? Like, please. Eastern Conference just...
The level of shit that they're going to talk this year is crazy. And they did that because now they're thinking the Lakers are going to go... The Lakers are going to go crazy. The Lakers are going to be bonkers. They got LeBron. Who else the Lakers about to come up off on, you know? So, man...
Kawhi gotta go to Philly. If Kawhi doesn't go to Philly, like, there's no point in them being in the Eastern Conference next year.
So they even said, like, they want like Kawhi to be in the East. Like, they don't want him to go to the West. It's already imbalanced. Like, they need him to be in the East or it's gonna be some shit.
Yeah. He gotta go to Philly. If he don't go to Philly, then like I said, it's no point in the Eastern Conference even.
A whole section of the NBA that nobody gonna watch.
Yeah.
It's like, why get invested? Like, why care? Because they're not gonna make it. They're not gonna make it.
All right. So before we get back to guess the ethnicity, I want to go to some petty. We had some extreme petty over the last week, and mm-hmm. I feel it needs to be celebrated. So I'm gonna call this petty level 1 million, and we're gonna highlight some people who went to the extremes,
man,
of pettiness. I'm gonna go with my MVP first. The MVP of petty. If you don't remember Tavares Jackson, I don't know if he's still playing, but he played quarterback in the NFL. I think he played for, I want to say Buffalo. I think he spent some time in Seattle. And he may still be playing. Who knows? His wife knows. I'm sure she knows. But anyway, over this past week, he had an incident with his wife. They got into an argument. Apparently, he pulled a gun on her. And proving that she is the petty MVP with a gun in her face, this is what she decided to do. She tells her husband, NFL quarterback Tavares Jackson, "I hope you're more accurate with that than you were on the field."
Damn. Damn.
Now, I'm saying, like, for you to have your... So either you know he not going to pull the trigger and you just calling this bluff. But either way, like, you had that one in the tuck for a minute. Like, you was holding on to that.
Yeah, she had to be holding on to
and
that.
And was just waiting for a moment. It was like, nigga, if you going to pull the trigger, you going to take this with you. Because this is going to haunt you for a minute. Like, you just... Mm-hmm. Every time you think about this moment when you shot me, you're going to think about the fact that I stole your soul with words, like, right before you did it. And then maybe you're going to get extra nervous trying to get your aim right because I done called you out. Because you can't hit somebody on a 10-yard slant. Can you shoot me from however far away you are? That's my petty MVP for the week. Tavares Jackson's wife, I don't even know her name. I just know that she takes petty to the fullest. And even under the threat of death.
That's extreme.
You know what I'm saying? She kept it 100 on the petty.
So, that beats out the one that I found. But the one I found and posted earlier was funny as fuck, though. It was funny as fuck. Man rolled up, saw his girl trying to key his car, basically hits her, so she spins around and stops her from keying the car, jumps up on the hood of her car, and cannonballs through her windshield, breaks it, jumps onto the roof, cannonballs through the roof, goes right through the sunroof, breaks it, and then decides, you know, just for good measure, I'm gonna do the same thing to the back, knocks out the rear windshield. Yeah, I mean, and he said, "You're gonna key my shit, I'm gonna fuck your shit up."
And again, that's another one of those moments where, like, you got to hold on to the anger for quite a bit of time. Like, and he stopped her from keying the car. It takes a little bit for you to stomp the windshield in, then jump through the sunroof. I know he hurt himself when he jumped through this. I saw the video.
Yeah,
that wasn't a clean, like.
Nah, he hurt.
He was hurt.
Something
got fucked up jumping through that sunroof. But then hop back out the sunroof and then hit the back windshield, too.
Man, like, that adrenaline was going.
You know, you got to stay angry through all. You got to stay angry through the pain. Like, you got to be.
My
ankle hurts, and I'm still mad enough to do this shit. You know,
bro, the damage to that car, man.
Yeah, it's not that. But see, here's where he fucked up with the petty. Like, the thing about, you know, keying people's cars and all that kind of stuff. You're trying to do something that they can't prove you did. You know, mm-hmm. So they got to eat the cost to fix it. Like, it's not even, you know, the thing is not that they come out and it's a scratch on their car. It's that they come out and it's a scratch on their car, and now they have to pay, you know, to repair that.
But exactly.
He's on video smashing these fucking windows. So, yeah, her windows are smashed, but she gonna get them fixed on your dime, nigga, because you on tape. Like, I don't know. That's where he lost me with the petty. He could have executed the petty a little bit better. Maybe he didn't know somebody was taping him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean that I think they said they were talking like $2,900 or something like for the damage. But that's gonna come out of his pocket. It's on Facebook now. You know, like, you don't have a defense. You did it. We know you did it. We saw you do it. Premeditate. You had time to stop and you kept going. Yeah. You know? So just you gotta be extra smart with your petty.
Crazy. Very crazy. Who saw? All right, so it's going to be the last round for Guess the Ethnicity.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to tell you All right, bet. I'm gonna give you everybody's real name. Her name is Jodi Ann. Her dad's name is William.
I think we sold it right there.
And her mom's name is Sandra. Sandra, right. Sandra. I don't know how you're supposed to say it.
Gotcha. Jodi
Ann. What are you thinking?
Jodi Ann. Word. Yeah.
Jodi Ann. Daughter of William and Sandra Allen.
Nigga, I gotta stick to my gun. If I didn't, it was the blood. It was the nature of the crime that made me think white. Yeah, Jodi Ann just cements it for me. I'm a stick with Caucasian.
Yeah. She ain't a sister. She's the girl. Listen, I don't even care what state it was. If they didn't have the death penalty, they would have exported her to somewhere that did. Like, stabbed 27 times, throat slit from ear to ear, and then shot in the face?
In the face.
And yeah, now she giving jailhouse tattoos?
Right. Mm. And that's why I was asking you about the penalty for that, because, like, you know, she got to face something. Like, yeah, I think if it had been another ethnicity, you can't just be given jailhouse tattoos and you're not... And something even more ridiculous isn't happening to you. So, but yeah, Jodi Ann, yeah. I don't think we haven't gotten that far with the names that we just start throwing Ann at the end of shit. Like, Jodisha, no, that's racist. But anyway,
bro, yeah, shit crazy. But you guessed it, Shane, a sister.
All right, so let's talk about sisters real quick before we leave out of here. Man, did you send me the video? Or where did I find this video? I don't know where I found this video.
Yeah.
But basically, it is a black woman discussing why marriages between white men and black women last the longest. And she bases this on statistics. Now, I'm a first admit that I did not watch the video. I scrolled through the comments of the video, and the comments... pissed me off to the point that I felt like I know what the content of the video was, and I didn't want to go through it. I believe, Rich, though, you did watch the video.
I can't even make it through all of that BS rhetoric and everything that she was spaying. Like, just like the same stuff that was in the comments was what she was saying in the video. It was stupid. It was stupid.
I mean, so what was the bit? Because what caught me first was that it said it was based on statistics, and then I started going to look for numbers.
But I couldn't find statistics. I couldn't even find real statistics.
Yeah, the numbers don't support this. And I'll get into that in a minute, like the way that they use funny numbers to try to make this look real. But what were the real reasons behind, you know, like what was she saying were the reasons that
these stuff like black women and white men go well together because they're both unappreciated and have to work harder in relationships, but they don't get real credit. It was like things like that.
The fuck?
Yeah.
All right.
The black woman is the backbone who's not appreciated, and she has to work harder to cement her place. And it's the aspect of a relationship as compared to a white male, I don't see where that even.
Yeah, I don't understand how the white male is also has to work harder to cement his that part. Stupefied. I don't get that. But I saw a lot of stuff in the comments just about I guess white men being more appreciative and you know, treating their women like, you know, goddesses and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really just getting sick of this, like, just attack on masculinity, and especially like black masculinity. Like, all I know are good dudes. Like, I'm surrounded by black men who are fathers, who are husbands, who are doing the right things, doing them the right way, good men. And the fact that every time I turn around, there's some sort of article, some sort of video, some sort of rant about, you know, how negative or how bad black men are, it incenses me. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm really exhausted at how much of it comes from within our race. Like, it's us putting down black men. It's black men putting down other black men. It's black women putting down other black men. you know, again, I say, like, if you really want to change in the way black men behave, like, if your stance is that black masculinity is in a negative place right now, shine the light on the positive, you know, and give people that role model to look up to, rather than constantly reinforcing the idea that they just fucked up and they bad and mm-hmm. and it's not good. And when I look at a video like this that says it's backed by statistics, when I try to look up the numbers, I could not find. So the numbers that I find that say that white men and black women, their marriages have lower divorce rates, it's in comparison to white men, white women marriages. I could not find a comparison of white men, black women to black men, black women. I could not find that. Apparently, white men, white women have extremely high divorce rates. And the only one higher than that is black men, white women. So if anything, it sounds like white women is the fucked up ones. Like, they seem to be the common factor in these high divorce rate relationships. But I could not find numbers to support that white men, black women versus black men, black women, you know, was higher divorce rates. I couldn't find that. But that seems to be the assertion that this video is trying to make. And I hate people to use funny numbers. I hate when they try to take, you know, science and twist it and leave out a word here and there to, you know, to make something fit your argument.
Mm-hmm.
As a vapor, I feel like I face that all the time. People using, you know, funny numbers, funny science to try to make something look worse than it is or make something look bad that really isn't. And, you know, and here as a black man, I feel like I'm facing it again. And again, like I said, I'm surrounded by good dudes. Like, I really am. I don't know these guys that y'all speak of. I don't know them. I don't know these dudes that are, you know, horrible the way you say they are. You know, I have my issues with my father, but, you know, he seems to be the exception and not the rule in my world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else I know is trying. It's trying hard. And not just fathers, but husbands. So, I don't know. These kind of things, like, they really bug me. And especially with, you know, when the numbers aren't there, or when you don't when you put out a video like that and you don't present us with the numbers, like, put a link to show where you got this information from.
Yeah.
You know, so I can find it, so I can back up, you can back up your claims. Because, yeah, it pisses me the fuck off, man. I'm tired of us beating down us. Like, yeah, it's a lot of negativity, it's a lot of bad shit out there, but if you keep talking about it, then that's all anybody knows. Tell people what's good. Tell people the good out there. I look at all the guys I graduated high school with. And mind you, I had a small high school graduation class. But all of the guys I graduated high school with are husbands and fathers right now. And if you go on their Facebook pages, if you look at what they value and what they put forth as their, you know, as their greatest accomplishments, it's their families.
Mm-hmm.
And it pisses me off to see that they get represented like this. They get talked to and talked about like this. So off my soapbox. TWS television show comes soon.
Man.
You need to put some respect on our names, man.
Some respect on my name.
Hey. Niggas out here doing good.
And nobody want to hear that, though.
Hey, we're talking about people who didn't grow up with fathers who realized that I don't ever want to do that to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, people got excuses. They could be pieces of shit and blame it on something else.
Choosing not to.
They choosing not to. They choosing to overcome the shit that was done to them. But this is how we get talked to. This is the imagery that we get framed in all the fucking time. And that is, white men are better than us. White men treat our women better than us. Fuck out of here. All right. I got to pull up. I got to come back. Hey, so Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar. We're going to leave with this one. Kendrick Lamar finally, in an article, addressed the whole issue with the white fan and the N-word. And basically, here was his logic behind checking the fan. He's quoted in the article as saying, let me put it to you in its simplest form. I've been on this earth for 30 years, And there's been so many things that a Caucasian person said I couldn't do. He said, I couldn't get good credit, couldn't buy a house in an urban city. So many things, you can't do that, whether it's from afar or up close. So if I say this is my word, let me have this word. Please let me have that word. And I've heard that argument before, like, you know, this is our thing, let us have it. And I get that. I completely understand you, Kendrick. My issue with you, Kendrick, was that you pulled her up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want that word. You want to have that word. And it's your word. They can't have it. That's great. But don't, like, blur the lines with them. And in a concert, you know, when they feeling good, when they feeling a part of the community, pull them up on the stage and then ask them to sing a song that you know is full of that word. I don't know. I wouldn't have expected her to self-censor at that point. I think she probably took it as, if you're asking me to sing this, you must be giving me a pass.
I think that's what she was thinking too.
I think that's what she was thinking. Like, you wouldn't have asked me to sing this unless you wanted me to say it.
Out of all songs?
Out of all songs? Man down, where you from, nigga?
Bruh, Rondo got $9 million for 1 year with the Lakers?
Damn, they really trying to stack this squad. But they got Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas is still there. Lonzo Ball or whatever?
Yeah.
He's still there. How many guards they need on this squad?
Bro,
LeBron going to want to bring the ball up half the time himself. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I said East Coast. The Wizards, y'all need to get a big man. Y'all gave up Gortat, who y'all replacing him with. Got to get more athletic at that position.
Yeah, this ain't going to be good.
This ain't going to be good. I don't know. On that note, I'm done, nigga. You got anything else, Rick?
Nah, I'm starving. I'm about to go eat my HEB chicken.
That's what's up. But yeah, people, please, keep your eyes open. Look out, because we got some major things coming. We've been talking about it for a while, but this is real. The television show is happening. It's going to be available on, your Apple TV on demand. It's going to be available all kinds of places, YouTube, Vimeo, maybe, whatever, but we're working extremely hard at it, and we look to premiere it in September. So please, keep your eye out. TWS Multimedia is trying to branch out and do as much as we can to bring you awesome content.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Austin area, ladies, this weekend, July 7th, at the Austin Public Television Studio, come out for our casting call. It's 1143 Northwestern Avenue. We're going to be there between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m. We're looking for a female guest host as well as brand ambassadors. If you're interested, if you want to help represent a new brand, if you think you got what it takes to hold your own, against me and Rich in some of these conversations,
come
represent,
on up.
Represent femininity, represent the millennials, whatever, come on out and be a part of something epic. But with that said, I think I'm done. I think I ain't got nothing else. Shout out to Punk Rock. shout out to Geeks and Trivia. And shout out to not coming in last place. We made it, mama.
Mama, we made it.
Yeah. All right. But with that said, until we speak again, be safe. Be the light.
Peace.
Peace.